Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Wings of Fire, the Lost Book Series. How are you, Kaylee?
Getting over some germs because the world is awesome, but yeah.
Okay. We were going to record like live and together, but then COVID got in the way and I am stupid still COVID. Devastated about it.
Yeah. And then actually tomorrow, as of recording, I will be going to a 9-hour band camp 5 days a week. It will be absolute torture because I live in the deep south of the United States where the sun likes to kill people. Literally. I hope I'm not the wimpy freshman that passes out on the band parking lot. That's not what I want to be remembered as. So yeah. I've been acclimating to the heat. So hopefully it pays off. But yeah. Only, hopefully, as per the email, the e-blast, which I don't know why that has to be so violent. Why do you have to blast the email at us? Like, that's just why. But we only says we'll be outside for 2 to 3 hours, so... That's still great. Terrible.
I mean, it's better than 9.
True. So yeah, that's my life. Yeah, obviously we were going to record in person and it was going to be great. And we wouldn't have to deal with this stupid 40-minute Zoom thing that we have to cut each episode in half and then edit it together because yeah. Zoom wants to make our lives harder. But yeah. Obviously, the live thing didn't work because we're both on microphones and we're both in a Zoom meeting and COVID sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound like you have a lot going for you. I don't have much. Right now, I'm at the house that we were going to meet at. I will not give away the location. it is... lovely here. So you seem to be suffering. I seem to be not.
And that's sad because it's only 30 minutes away from my house.
I know.
Which, like, come on, weather. Actually, today it's not that bad. We're going to go swimming and then we took too long shopping. So that's us, whatever. But yeah, Houston weather is stupid. Actually, all of Texas is just stupid weather. But enough talking about stupid weather. Let's talk about Wings of Fire. Yay! We finally get through an entire like section of notes that Jenny has so dedicatedly copied and pasted from a PDF.
Yeah.
Just to make it easier for us. But it's the actual book and we have copies of the actual books. So don't go suing us, people.
Oh my God. I bought the 15th book.
I saw that. I was so jealous because we're doing this at a snail's pace. We're on episode 34 and we're on book 3.
Hey, we didn't even think we were going to make this far in the beginning, so appreciate what we got.
Yes, in 7 years, I'll read the 15th book.
Yeah. Once we've all aged, graduated college with diplomas, we'll have actual
jobs. We'll be like, yeah. I still have to finish that podcast. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
I'm going to have to skip my graduation to record the finale of my 10-year podcast that I've been doing with my cousin. I can't come to my 4-year college reunion. I'm recording the spinoff series to the Lost Books. But anyways, last episode's notes are very short because we only covered 1.5-ish chapters.
Yeah, 1.5-ish.
I'm going to call it 1.5 instead of 1 and 3 paragraphs of the first, second chapter because I want to feel better about myself.
We finished like 1 3/4 of it.
Yeah.
We only have like 5 pages left.
Oh, sweet. That's more than I thought we got through yesterday. Last episode. Come on, Kaylee.
If we recorded every day, I'd be impressed, okay? No.
Yes. Especially since school is... lovely and likes to take up all of your time. I don't know how we're gonna get through the school year, but We're gonna try. I'm trying to cram in as
we got through the school year. Oh my gosh, our anniversary for the thing is coming up. For the podcast is coming up.
Wait, when did we start the podcast? Was it in August?
If it was in August, if it wasn't in June, then I might. Then and we missed it. If it was in June and we missed it, then I'm going to.
Oh my gosh. Did we miss our own anniversary?
Okay, no, I don't think we did.
Okay, you find that. You find that and I'll read the notes.
Oh my god, we missed our own anniversary.
I'm ashamed. When was it?
It was 10 days ago.
Oh no.
But the first episode, oh wait, the what? Since when did episode 1 have 300 plays?
Since we released it a year ago.
Yeah. Episode 1 was released on April 5th, so, not April 5th, I don't know why
I said April 5th!
August 5th. August 5th, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The heat is frying my brain.
We'll be in Florida on August 5th, lovely. Mm. Because my friends that live in across the sea are flying to the United States because they're cool people, and I'm going to meet them. In Florida, and Florida is a pretty big state, so I think I can give that away. We're gonna go be friends together for 4 days, and it'd be great. So there's that. Yeah,
I'll just have to like concoct an Instagram post and be like, "Oh, we made it! One year. Year out of 1,000."
Oh my god! Wait, that's like next week though. Ah, that's scary. Wow, we've been doing this for 1 year.
Oh god. We're supposed to be doing Wings of Fire, not being sentimental.
Wow. Okay. So my first note is a small prediction. SMOL. The red is rubbing off on me. My first note. Part 2. Sand, ice, and smoke equals, are we going to make the ice wing soon? And we learn later in that chapter that or the ice wings have been name dropped at least. So... they have something to do with this. Well, I don't know. Right. We might find out this episode. And then it all caps history lesson. Yay! Because that's how the episode starts.
I'm pretty sure it
does. And then also, ooh, they mentioned the ice wings. I blinked. And I had to mute myself because reasons. Quote, if the sand wings have an animus, they could create a passage straight to the Mudwing territory or something more useful. Quote. A passage straight to somewhere, you say? Like the one that leads from the rainforest to the fortress. Interesting that you would mention that. Starflight having a mental breakdown because the rain wings don't have scrolls is a mood, and honestly, same. Starflight, ya basic, and dense, but mostly ya basic. Ugh, sorry, man.
Start rewatching. I'm just,
ya basic. I am on season 4 of The Good Place.
I need to rewatch that entire thing because I totally forgot.
Oh,
no. I forgot everything about it.
You watched it already? It is.
I stopped watching it like after season 2 because we were like getting ready to move and stuff and I had other things to do. And then like I just totally forgot about it. I need to start rewatching that.
It is amazing.
Oh, speaking of TV shows I need to watch, I made it through like 2.5 episodes of Moon Knight. It's shocking, I know.
Yes, Ginny here has not watched any of the Marvel TV shows.
No, I have. I have. I watched Loki. I watched Loki, okay. Which was
yes, amazing.
No, I did. I mean,
you didn't like Loki?
I mean, the whole Sylvie love story thing was kind of like Narcissus.
Okay, but you gotta understand, like, he's falling in love with himself.
I know, it was terrible. It's worse. It's
no, but it's like on brand for Loki.
I mean, it is on brand for Loki, but I hate it so much.
Honestly, thank you. Sylvie could have done better.
I just want Owen Wilson to finally get a boyfriend. He's played so many gay characters and he needs them.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry. But Loki was good. Okay, I guess. It had a good plot line. My favorite character was the Miss Minutes.
I love Miss Minutes.
I watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which was not as traumatic as I thought it would be. I watched WandaVision. I think that was the start to my MCU thing.
But like, didn't you like binge that in one day?
No, I watched it with my mom. Oh. And yeah, I watch all my TV shows with my mom.
Same.
And she was like, hey, you seem pretty into this. Maybe you want to start watching the entire MCU. And it's all her fault that I'm into it now. So well, thanks, mom.
They released like phases 5 and 6.
Oh, they totally did. The so Wakanda like, Forever trailer so came out stuff. And it looks great. Yes.
The trailer. Oh my God. I got chills watching that. It's so good. I want to watch it so bad. Like,
I know. I haven't seen Thor Love and Thunder yet, but that like came out of. Nope, that came out 3 weeks ago. Never mind, amazing. I have no excuse.
Yeah, I watched it with some of my parents, friends, mm-hmm. and it was amazing.
Yes, okay. What else was there? I haven't watched Ms. Marvel. Wait, what other TV shows were there?
Ms. Marvel is amazing. I
what other TV Kamala. Shows were there?
Moon Knight. Loki.
I had Loki. Loki, WandaVision. Oh God!
someone is gonna yell at us. Oh my God!
I gotta look it up. Phase 4 Marvel Cinematic Marvel.
I phase feel 4 very dumb right now. Wait.
Oh my gosh!
No, I'm just gonna Marvel TV shows. Marvel TV shows.
But Captain Carter might come up though.
Hawkeye! Oh my God!
Hawkeye! Oh shoot!
No, because that was, like, my favorite. I loved Hawkeye.
Oh, yes. Hawkeye was, like, the least problematic TV show.
I loved Hawkeye. Oh, What If, too. What If was good.
What If was good. I loved What If.
Here we are just talking about Marvel TV shows and we should be talking about...
Yeah, we should be talking about Wings of Fire. I'm sorry.
Yes, finishing out Chapter 11 with proof. The idea.
This is more proof that we don't even talk about Wings of Fire on this podcast. It's just our main area.
Yeah. It's our method of staying sane. Yeah. So we just dump our insaneness onto this podcast. We apologize for your ears. We will not be paying any medical bills this time.
We can barely pay our own. No, that's how I expect to be once I'm out of college, okay? Like,
I just want to have money, okay?
Yeah.
I want to pay my rent.
Yeah.
We close out chapter 11. Somehow with I don't know how we got through this last time with Chris Hemsworth voicing Mangrove would be in all caps perfect because Rain Wings are said to have Australian accents, so need I say more? That is beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also start the first half of chapter 12. This is so sad. we covered like 2 pages last episode. Wow.
Oh God.
Yes, we start chapter 12 with a David Attenborough's accent rant that goes on for about 15 minutes, I think.
I'm honestly not sure.
Yes.
Time gets funky when you're recording the Lost Book series.
Yeah, time is non-existent and then also out. If you're on Zoom, you have no time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of time, until our Zoom meeting runs out, we have approximately like 15 minutes.
What?
We're not even started reading yet.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Oh, lovely.
Continue.
I am very particular about my bananas.
I bought bananas today.
I did not have a banana today.
I went to the grocery store with Taiti. We bought some bananas and some powdered donuts and some taco stuff. Oh my gosh, I have a story to tell everyone. I know this is going to take up more time.
Is it the emphasis taco?
What?
Is it the emphasis?
Oh yeah, the emphasis taco.
Because we've told that
one. I laughed at that in the car for no reason. Okay, two stories then. Okay, so emphasis taco first.
I think we already talked about emphasis taco.
I'm telling it anyway.
Okay, tell the abbreviated version.
Yeah, so basically me and Kate, we go camping with our grandparents every year-ish. Like, we try to go every year. We haven't gone this year because it's sick. But... we were eating tacos one night in the RV. We travel around in an RV because we're fancy like that.
Go glamping.
Yeah, we were eating tacos and I was like trying to prove a point about something and I was like speaking so passionately.
You were talking about how good the taco was.
Was I?
Yes, you were like, this taco is so good, crunch. She's, like, holding the hard shell taco in her hand. I'm, like, totally taking over your story because it's hilarious. And she just, announces how beautifully made this taco is. as she snaps it in half and meat goes everywhere. There's like lettuce on the floor. It was so chaotic. We couldn't stop laughing. Like, that laughing like gave me a six pack. Like, I was
gonna cry. That was so funny.
I started crying. It was hilarious.
But anyway, story number two. So as I was saying, me and Ty T went grocery shopping, bought a lot of stuff. It was great. We bonded at how immature I am. And we were going to get the tacos, and all of the tacos, the taco, like the 12 pack hard taco shells. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you've never had a family taco night. No. What? No, like it's the ones that are like yellowish, like kind of yellowish, but in a gross way, and it's got the brown dots.
Yeah.
In them. Those.
I have something against hard taco shells. I don't do hard taco shells.
It was the hard taco shell that I snapped in half.
Flour tortillas are amazing.
It was the hard taco shell that I snapped in half. Yes. So basically we were looking at them, and all the other taco shells, they're fine. You know, like soft taco shells, like why the like taco boat stuff, the taco boat shells that I don't really get the hype around, but you know, whatever.
Taco boat?
What? Yeah, like it's a bowl. And they're called boat shells, and what? You like put taco meat and stuff in.
Oh, I've never heard of those. It must be a Louisiana thing.
It's not a Louisiana thing. They're in my house too.
Other places.
They're in my area where I live too.
I also don't go to the grocery store at all because I hate grocery shopping.
I go grocery shopping only in like places that I don't know. It's weird. I never go grocery shopping with my parents, but whenever my grandparents are like, hey, do you want to go grocery shopping? I'm like, heck yeah.
True. I do that, and I only go into the grocery store if we forgot to do curbside because we're lazy people like that.
Yeah. But anyway, all the boxes except for like everyone else, but the 12 taco pack, hard shell taco pack, all of the boxes for them were open.
What?
I know.
We just, like, took a taco out of each one. And, like, made tacos on the spot.
A taco burglar. No, it was actually just the glue wasn't sticking. So me and Saiti had, like, a small rant to each other about how the taco company, I think it was, I don't even know what it was called, we were like, how they need to get on their game, and like that they're not going to be selling any of these if people think there's going to be a midnight burglar coming in and slicing open all these taco boxes and like casually making one taco out of each of them.
Yes.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Beautiful water. Yes, our last note for the first quarter of chapter 12 was rain wings, bunch of greater than math symbols, glory, because glory is clearly the worst red wing here, and I went off on a rant about that.
Doesn't
because,
have an Australian like, accent, isn't as cool as them. Period.
Need I say more?
Yeah.
Shall we like read the book?
Yeah.
I mean we should. Okay, let's get started.
I have some reservations, but you know, we should do it.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so we're starting off on the place where Clay was like, did I get to sleep next to Sunny, which is honestly mood. I would love to sleep next to Sunny.
Yes.
He sounds like the best chinchilla to sleep with. I don't know.
Oh my God, I forgot about the chinchilla. Yes. I love that.
Yes. Sunny is a chinchilla. Pass it on.
She is.
Glory knew Clay was joking. He was more likely to use his own body as a shield to keep the wind away from the rest of them.
King.
Clay's the best.
He's so like, selfless, and he's like, as long as everyone else is happy,
even
if it's like destroying him emotionally or physically or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, oh. But at the same time, you need your own self confidence and self preservation because you don't want to like
self love, my bro.
Yes.
But she glanced over at Starflight and caught the crestfallen look on his face. Oh, Starflight, maybe you should actually do something about that crush of yours. He never admitted it out loud, but Glory was pretty sure he'd been hopelessly in love with Sunny his whole life.
Aww.
I can't believe you haven't read the signs. Like, he like glanced at her once in book one, and I was like, he's down bad.
I want you to, you just called me out for not reading the signs, which are a look once, book one.
No. He does it constantly. Like, you see him, like, you see him, like, talking about Sunny, and he's always, like, smiling and looking at her. Like, Tui, right? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, Tui, I did it right that time. She always adds these hints, like, about it, and I was, like, kept on looking at it, and I've read book one, and Starflight was, like, kept on staring at Sunny, and I was like, he's down bad. It's him.
Oh, my God.
I was nine at the time.
I kind of ship it, though, because Starflight's, like, this bookish negative nerd, and Sunny is, well, she's Sunny. It's very, like, the grumpy ex-sunshine trope that I love so much.
Except he's not as grumpy. He's just kind of...
He's not grumpy. It would be, like... Glory and Sunny would be like true, because Glory's just straight up like, I hate people and dragons.
Fair.
So I don't know, yeah, Starflight's on the more nicer Glory side, but he's very like dry and emotionless. He has the emotional range of a teacher.
It's like stoic ex-sunshine, you know.
Yes,
there we go.
Dense ex-sunshine.
Mean.
Okay.
I hate people too, so you know. Glory's got a point.
Yeah,
like Taiti was telling me about Texas. She was like, oh well, at least he'll be able to make new friends in Texas. I was like, absolutely not. I mean to everybody I don't know.
You people, yeah.
Cringe. No.
I don't like my band friends are like my only friends. I have friends that are like, I have like one or two friends in each classes. That's usually each of my classes in my periods. And then I have my band tribe, which lucky for me, there haven't been too many a-holes in my band yet. We'll see how that comes as I go into high school with seniors. Ew. They act like they own the place and they're honestly really annoying. If you are a senior in marching band and you're not annoying and you know it, listening, I apologize. I don't know you personally. I'm just talking from personal experience. Yes.
Anyway, continuing up. She was also pretty sure Sunny had no idea and that she would never find out at this rate. Not my problem, Glory reminded herself. But as they huddled up to sleep, she edged around so Starflight ended up curled next to Sunny's wings. Wing woman.
This matchmaker? Yes.
Glory and Starflight is me with my... technically not actual brother, but I think of him as a brother nonetheless. I'm his
platonic wing brother.
Yeah, yes. I'm his wing woman and he's my wingman. Not that anybody in my class is like into me. There's no lesbians in my class.
Oh, sad.
I know. But I always help him out, and that's like how I remember it. Like, I would always just be like, do something about this thing. And he'd be like, no. And I'd be like, fine, then I'll do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the vibe I'm getting from Glory and Starflight.
Yes. It's like, you won't get off your butt and do this. I will plant the seeds. I will spit up for you. I have a lot of friends that are like, I don't want to actually talk to this person. That's weird. I'm like, well, it's either that or you go nowhere. So how can I put it as good?
I don't understand.
It's like, me later. It's like, just pay me back in food.
Yeah. People will be like, oh, well, I don't want to talk to my crush because I'm scared of them. And I'm like, well, and? Well,
woman up.
Yes. I'm sorry. Like, but honey, if you want to get anywhere with that dude, I'm sorry, but he's a dude. How good can he be, in my personal opinion? But if you want to get, I support you. And if you want to get anywhere with that dude, then you're going to have to talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm a hypocrite and I don't talk to anybody.
So. Honestly. Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, relationship advice with Jenny and Kaylee on the Lost Book series. Yeah.
Talk to them.
A reoccurring segment.
We hate miscommunication. It's the worst trope, so just talk to them, please.
Oh my God, yes. I hate.
She gloved herself as tightly as she could and found a spot along Clay's tail. Jumbo immediately lay down practically on top of her.
It's like...
I have a we have a cousin who's a little kid She's yes. like two.
She's her a jungle name monster.
Bryn. She's a chaotic mess, and I know where she got it from. Me. like anytime I'm around her, it's just it gets worse. I'm so sorry, Bryn. I didn't mean to bring this upon you.
She's a hook monster. That one.
Yeah. Like I will be just be laying down on the couch, and then she'll just climb up and flop on top of me, and I'm
oh
like,
yeah, that was me.
My entire body is a bruise now. Thanks, Bryn.
As soon as I got there, I laid down on the couch and was like scrolling through my friend's stories on Instagram, and here comes Bryn waddling up to me and just like jumps on the couch and then literally falls on top of me, just like no sense of personal space. I was like, flop.
She was hi. Here last night. Yeah. Hi.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Next to my face.
She was here last night after me and Tai 2 were playing a nice game of hell where I failed so bad that I actually won.
This is the only way I won.
Yeah, my mom responded to me and I was like, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's my kid.
Yeah. Fails so bad, she wins. Yeah.
Yeah. and she came over last night. And so Tai 2 was talking to our aunt and she was like, bye, honey. And so Bryn, being the parrot that she is, looked at me in the eyes and said, bye, honey. And I was like, oh my god. This kid.
This little girl is so cute.
Anytime she's over at the house, she and Tai 2 will get into argument and she'll be like, my Jenny. And then one time she was like, she said, my Jenny so hard and like slapped her chest so hard that she started coughing. And
oh, I was no. like,
girl, are you okay? No.
Oh, no. Aggressive protection.
Oof, Glory whispered, a little more personal space, please. I don't know what that is, Jumbo whispered back, but I'm really freaking cold, aren't you?
Lovely
Glory sigh. So she much. Was. And Jumbo was warm, and he was her brother. She curled up for a second night in a row of uncomfortable sleep. Glory woke up shortly before dawn. The sun was a thin, pale line of light along the horizon, and the dark purple sky still glittered with stars. She could see her breath in the air, trails of smoke as if she could breathe fire like the others. She wriggled out from underneath Jumbo, who slept with his mouth open and his wings flopped wide. So Jumbo was a take-up-the-entire-bed person, and I would like... Yes. I have never felt more connected to Jumbo.
He's like my cat. When we still had my cat Loki, he's a large orange tabby cat. This dude would take up two couch cushions, two out of three of the couch cushions. And we have like a pretty big couch.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we like three of us could sleep on it when we were binging.
Yeah, it was like, I think when you came over for like our New Year's binge party where we watch some movie series,
all of the Star Wars movies, and it was glorious. Yes. I loved it.
Unpopular opinion, but I'm sticking by it. The sequels are actually not terrible, okay? Fight me. I don't care. I'll stand by it.
Rogue One's still my favorite because it's got bad A women. There's no, like, romance between the man and the woman. No like
cousin romance. Like, they're, like, technically related. It's disgusting.
I know. But there's no romance between. It's just platonic with a capital P. And it's got the best team. And I love it so much. And even though it is sad and they do all spoilers die in the end, it's still a good movie. I love it.
But yeah, we were watching that. And we pulled out our couch as a sleeper sofa. So we pulled it out on a mattress. And my silly little cat puts his butt down in the middle. And, like, proceeds to spread eagle and take up the whole bed. Like, he won't let anyone come close to him. Yeah, and then he'll, like, move touching. Towards you to get you to move away and then move towards the other person. I'm like, how much space do you need? I'm bigger than you.
Yeah, like, anytime I sit down on the couch and I spread my legs because, like, I cannot sit straight for the life of me.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it's a problem. So, like, I will usually have, like, one... leg over the couch arm and then another just like split over the couch and that my dad will just look at me and my dad will just look at me with disapproval in his eyes and I'll be like, stop woman spreading please, and like
like a house cat, you just drape over everything and
I'm an annoyance.
Back to Jambu being
us,
it's only
Jambu is my spirit animal. At least he wasn't pink today. She found it a little easier to take him seriously when it was the gray and brown colors of the rocks below them. She glanced down at her scales to make sure they matched the landscape as well. She liked how there was even a subtle sparkle to them, just like that, just like the frost that covered the ground.
He acknowledges that she likes how she's glamorous. I love that. She's like, ooh, I'm sparkly.
Honestly, someone needs to make a dress inspired by glory and like wear it to the Met Gala or something.
Yes.
Oh, it would be gorgeous. Tsunami shifted in her sleep, growling
softly. Who organizes the Met Gala? Like, who chooses the themes? Because one of them needs to be, like, fictional characters or, like, YA characters or something. So somebody can make a glory piece. That would be amazing. I don't care who pulls it off, but it would look amazing. Like, all the colors and the sparkles and the... Okay, I'm way too invested on this. Maybe I need to do it. Put it on the bucket list. I don't have one of those, but I need to make one.
Glory realized that Starflight was already awake. He blinked at her over Sunny's back, looking exhausted. Me too, man.
Same.
She flicked her tail and signaled that he should go back to sleep. Then she spread her wings and hopped up to the top of the small cliff to see what the land ahead looked like. Oh god, we're about to meet him. a lot like the land they'd left behind, the land they were on, apparently. Except, was that snow in the distance? Glory gave her scales a moment to shift, and then she lifted into the sky. They hadn't been able to see it in the dark the night before, but there was definitely snow on the taller hills ahead of them, and more snow beyond that. Glory shivered. It would get colder from here, and it was already close to unbearable. This had to be tough on Sunny and Clay as well. Maybe the others could stay here while she went on ahead. In fact, maybe she should go ahead right now without them, so no one else would be at risk. Dang. Glory is like...
Glory being the hero right here. Yeah. She's got like a hand to her.
She's trying to Tony Stark her way out of this one, unnecessarily sacrificing herself for everyone. Like, jeez.
It's like, I'll take one for the team, literally.
It's like, we don't need you to do that. There's like a billion other plans we could use. And Tony's like, I'll die for you all.
How about like body heat? Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, y'all should have just, you know, Sunny just needs to knit everyone some sweaters. And
some Weasley sweaters.
Yes.
Lagoon needed to knit Lagoon, sweaters.
Yes, Lagoon, knit everyone some sweaters now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
It's like the elven cloaks that Frodo and
Sam. Yes, yes.
They need something like, because like dragons don't wear anything other than like their crowns or necklaces or jewelry. Like, how do non-Icewing, like people that come to the Icewing territory, like, do they just not have like ambassadors or guests? Like, are they just loners? Because, like, if they...
Oh, well, actually... Guests,
what do they wear? Because it's freaking cold.
Uh-huh, yeah. Actually, there's, like, an animus-touched object that helps, that, like, you know, if you touch it or hold it or something, it keeps your body temperature, like, warm, and it makes you able to cross into Icewing territory.
Oh,
so it's pretty cool. You learn about it in Darkstalker, the legend.
Nice. Dragon heating pad. Sick.
Yeah. Except it's for your entire body.
Nice.
They hadn't been able to see it in the dark. Wait, I messed up.
Oi.
Wait, no.
Where? Yes.
Where are we?
Look at my highlights.
Oh, there we are.
Oh my god. Try again.
That's what happens when we go on rants about dragon heating pads.
Yeah.
I messed up. Except she knew perfectly well that her idiot friends would follow her and get in worse trouble without her there to help.
That's honestly probably true, knowing them. It's true,
but you didn't have to word it so rudely.
Yeah.
Insert that one John Mulaney quote that's like, we know, but hey.
Yes.
If she wanted to go on without them, she'd have to convince them to be smart, listen to her, and stay behind. There was something large up ahead of in the snow-covered hills, some kind of building. It couldn't be Glacier's Palace, though. Glory knew that was far to the north, on the coldest tip of the peninsula, where no other dragons would ever want to go. The building was almost too far south for Icewings. I just want to point out that Glacier is, like, the coolest. I love her.
Oh, did we get to meet her in this book?
No, we don't ever get to meet her. We just get snippets of how she acts and how she, like, what compels her. I don't know. It's kind of weird because, like, I only know, like, two things about her, and she's already, like, one of my favorite queens. She's, like, one of the least problematic. She's a good mom. She's helpful to her ally. It's, like, she's cool. I love her.
Lovely.
This building was almost too far south for Ice Wings. Glory flew a bit closer and saw smoke rising from a few of its chimneys. Smoke means fire, she thought, which means not Ice Wings. She circled in the air and studied a bit more. It had to be Blaze and her sand wings. Glory had been wondering how they survived in the Ice Kingdom. Apparently, the answer was by not going too far, very far into it. Suddenly, a movement below caught her eye. She froze, hovering in the air and hoping her camouflage was perfect. There was a dragon among the rocks, not far from where her friends were sleeping, but not close enough to see them either. He was stamping his feet and slapping his wings together as if he was trying to warm up. Mangrove? Glory thought, hopefully, gliding a bit closer. He wasn't camouflaged exactly, but he was black like a nightwing. Maybe he thought it would help, that would hide him well enough. And then the dragon below let out a small plume of fire, heating the ground below him before curling up on it. Oh my god, that's what Toothless does!
Yes! Wait! This dragon is Toothless.
So it wasn't a rain ring. It was an action. Wait, I just want to point out that I saw this Pinterest post about horse girl movies, and somehow it ended up on the track that How to Train Your Dragon was actually a horse girl movie. I don't even know how it got there, but I'll have to send it to you or something.
What?
Put it on the Instagram or something.
Oh my god.
It is hilarious. It was an actual. Can you hear that? That loud...
The silence? No.
Okay, cool. Because I'm pretty sure Papa's mowing the lawn.
Or... Oh, yeah, my washing machine is, like, squealing in the back. It does this weird thing where it, like, it spins, like, too fast. Or I don't know, but it sometimes will, like, sound like a screaming small child. I promise that's not what it is. It's the washing machine, if you ever hear it. Anyway...
It was an actual Nightwing on its own in Icewing territory. Well, that can't be good news. We get to meet him. Oh.
I don't know who this is. I'm like trying to think because my Nightwing nerd, or not my Nightwing, my Wings of Fire nerd friend has like mentioned like the only people that I know, like Fatespeaker is a...
Fatespeaker, oh my baby, I love her.
Because Fatespeaker is in, like, the Dark Avengers version of the Dragonettes of Destiny or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the only other person that I know is, like, Morrowseer and then Darkstalker by reputation. I don't think we're going to meet Darkstalker yet because that's his, like, third book and he's in, like, the, I don't know, 27th or something.
He has a whole legend dedicated to him, so.
Yeah, he wouldn't, like, pop in unless it's a cameo. But by your reaction of, oh my god, we're going to meet him, then... I think they have a more, like, prominent part, so I don't know. Let's see.
Chapter 13. Why was there a Nightwing here, of all places? Glory glided quietly away, but landed softly out of his sight. Her curiosity was too strong to resist, so she needed a disguise. The only logical dragons that should be wandering around here were Icewings and maybe some of their Sandwing allies. She closed her eyes and remembered the Icewing who had fought Clay in the arena. Fjord. That's how you pronounce that.
Yes. Cool name, though, honestly. Also, when I'm thinking of her, like, I need a disguise, I'm thinking of all, like, the Marvel disguise, which is take a hat.
Like, no, what? No, 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 no. That's not all the Marvel disguises. Do you not remember Black Panther?
Okay.
It's either fancy or hobo, okay?
Yes. Though, and you'll see in Miss Marvel, for those that watch, when the guy in the mosque is, like, helping one of the main characters, he's like, you can't be recognized in the street, and he looks around and picks up two hats and he goes, here, take these. Like, how can I help?
Like, that hat does nothing to cover my face. I have a recognizable, like, face.
Come on, I look like a mailman now. That's it's like their idea of a disguise is like, I was about to call him Chris Evans, Captain America.
I know. Oh, God. I know, like, I'm bringing up Pinterest a lot, but I don't care because Pinterest is where my heart lives.
Pinterest is amazing. Pinterest is the one safe form of social media, or, like, quote-unquote safe. Nothing's ever really, whatever. But it's, like, the most pure, best form of social
media. Yes, it's, like, everyone's nice on there. Like,
yes.
Like, all the posts I've commented on and stuff like that, I've only gotten into good conversations, and somebody literally, like, while I was scrolling Instagram and commenting on how nice someone's art was, someone literally picked a fight with me, and I was like, Jesus Christ, Instagram, I'm sorry, just, what did I do to you?
Nothing, that's the point.
Mm-hmm. People just like to pick fights.
Yes, before we get
people on Pinterest, don't be, people on Pinterest are pure,
because people on Pinterest are sensible and have brains.
Yeah, and everyone can be nice to each other while understanding everyone's side of view, you know. I'm sorry, but basically it was saying, what were you talking about even before? Oh yeah, it was saying like
God, rants within rants. He's like, wait, what were we talking about before we were talking about anything that we were talking about?
Basically, it was like talking about how everyone makes fun of the Marvel disguises and everything, but nobody noticed Mysterio in the beginning of From Home, and he was wearing the exact same disguise. And I was like, snap, they called us out! Run! Yes. Anyway, but this is a serious part. She's like reliving some trauma. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The first dragon she'd kill with her venom. She'd had no choice. He'd been moments away from killing Clay. Plus, she'd had no idea what her venom would do. She just known instinctively that she could do something and that she had to do something. That she had a weapon she'd never known about. Starflight thought that perhaps she couldn't have used her venom under the mountain anyway. He said it might have been activated by finally exposing her scales to full sunlight, the way Clay's fireproof abilities had come to full strength once he'd encountered mud for the first time. Glory couldn't help but wonder how different life might have been if she could have threatened the Guardians the way they had threatened her. Oh my god. This is so sad. Me and my mom. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
Moritz! Yay! We love them.
I'm sorry, but we were talking about like how Billy from Stranger Things is obviously abused by his dad, and we were talking about how terrible that is, and like, you know, it was the 80s, so it was either be distant from your entire family or be abusive. And
yeah,
then my mom started talking about how kids like from those families grow up, either they're traumatized and they're like very you know, distant in some sort of way, or mm-hmm. they get strong enough to fight back and then they become abusers themselves. And now that's how I'm so glad Glory didn't come take the fight back path and become abusers themselves. Just, she would have fought back and not become an abuser, but you know,
this got so dark so fast.
But we can swing, it's a podcast, we gotta swing back and forth real quick.
Oh yeah, we talked about like one episode, it was like racism this, and it's like, oh, that's funny, 3 seconds later.
We gotta swing. You can pause and take a minute, but we gotta keep moving.
Yes, that we don't have a 40-minute limit,
man.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Focus. Fjord. His pale blue scales, the color of sky-filled snow. His darker blue eyes.
Sky-filled snow?
Wait.
What? Sky-filled snow.
Wait.
You mean like snow that's raining down?
Snow-filled sky? I'm gonna look it up.
How would you? This is.
What the frick?
My brain is breaking trying to visualize this. Sky filled snow. Is it
Is that a song? Oh, it's a song. It's a poem too.
But is it a color?
Color. No. Oh, never mind. I found it.
What does it look like?
It's just a winter sky color scheme.
Sky filled snow color.
I'm gonna look up Fjord.
It gives me like Pantone color palettes. That's not helpful.
Fjord critical.
It's giving me images. I don't want images. I want
Fjord horse.
Yes, I know what the sky looks like. Oh my gosh.
Fjord. Oh god, his face in the graphic novel is not something to be desired.
Wait.
You should look it up.
Fjord makes a fire. This man. Oh my god,
I cannot take him seriously.
He really said no side profile at all. This man has a flat face and like is
like
dragon,
a pug. So...
Oh my god. Oh my god, no, that's so
anyway,
bad.
Moving on.
Oh my god,
his darker blue eyes. She felt the changes shimmer across her scales. Wait, how does it feel to have your scales change color? Does it, like, tickle or something?
Oh. Hmm.
Good questions. She the hardest part was the extra horns Ice Wings had around her their heads. She concentrated on making her ruff look like it was made of icicles and hoped that would do. She also couldn't make her claws ridged to like Icewing claws, and her tail wasn't as whipped thin at the end as Ice Wings would be. Maybe this is a bad idea. Maybe there's no way I'll get away with it.
You just need a hat. No one will recognize
you. Yeah, no one. I mean, come on, Glory.
Literally no one.
This is standard.
Honestly.
Maybe this, no, but it was still pretty dark out, and she really wanted to... Really wanted to know what a Nightwing was doing out here. Well, she thought ruefully, if he figures me out, I guess I'll just kill him.
Wow.
Somehow it didn't sound as funny as she'd hoped.
Oh, gosh. Glory! Glory!
She has the same sense of humor as me, though.
Yes.
Like,
joking about things that you shouldn't be joking about. Like, me and my friend, she's a very, like, she's obsessed with, like, murder mystery and, like, Murder, She Wrote and stuff like that. And she's like, well, if it doesn't work, we can always resort to murder or arson.
Like, yeah.
I mean, like, you're not wrong, but
I have a specific friend that is in my phone as arsonist buddy, and she's the most terrifying person I've ever met. She's, like, 4'11", so don't mess with small people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is small people that are always the scariest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 5'4".
But they can also be the nicest people ever. They can be, like, the most sweetest, because I have two opposite spectrums of small in my class. One of them is, like, the sweetest, nicest person I will ever meet. She's, like, super nice and would, like, do anything for you in a heartbeat, even if you didn't really want her to. She's so nice. And then we have opposite end of the spectrum. She's 4'11", and everyone in our class is scared of her, but in a good way. It's weird because everyone,
like, you really have to watch out for the short people. They're both.
Yeah.
Like, those are the ones that really take the saying to heart that I found on a reposted Tumblr thing on Pinterest that I now live by. It's not, I'm short. It's, I'm just a bit closer to hell than the rest of us.
Yeah.
I live by that now. I'm like, yes, somebody understands. I'm 5'4½", but I didn't used to be, and I used to be very firecrackery. You would not mess with me. Now you can, and I don't care. But
I used to go. I used to be very small, and so yeah, my dad would used to tease me. He'd be like, "Ooh, geez, you can't reach the top shelf," and then I would like climb onto the fridge or something.
Yes. Short people don't need ladders; they are ninjas.
Yeah, spider-like climbing abilities.
Yes,
we're basically Spider-Man, but small.
We are Spider-Man.
I'm not very short for my age, but
yeah.
If I stop growing, I will be short. So yeah.
I'm probably going to grow another 2 inches and that'll be sad.
Yeah, I don't even know how much I'm going to grow. I'm tall for my age. People mistake me for a high schooler often.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
all the people in my class are tall. So like the short person, well, as the short person, how's the air down there? And they'll be like actually refreshing because it's not filled with everyone's hot breath, you idiots.
Wow. Yeah, I am. I'm the short person in my band section because we're all dudes, and then it's just me, this 5'4" little she demon. But and then there's like. There's
I'm
this kid tall. Last year, he was a couple months younger than me, a grade younger than me, 5'10".
Oh my god.
13-year-old man, 5'10". I had to look up and like backwards to have a conversation with this man. Like, ow, can I have some height? Can you leave some inches for the rest of us, please?
Like, and it's, there's this tall person in my class. He's actually the worst. I hate him. lovingly, of course. We're like family.
I hate him, but in a good
way. But in a family way, you know? And I seriously, every time I have to have a conversation with him, he's like 5'10" and same age as me, like maybe a year older. And every time I have to like lean my head back so far that I can actually hear my back cracking. I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
She leaped into the air and flew back to the spot where she'd seen the strange dragon. For a moment, she was afraid she'd lost him before she realized that he was lying down, his black scales half hidden in the long shadows. Confidence, she told herself. It's all about attitude. Hey, she barked. Oh my God. Landing with a thump beside him. Who are you and what are you doing in our territory? The Nightwing looked up in surprise and stared at her. He was a lot younger and smaller than Morris here, wiry and graceful in his movements, even when he was startled. The silver scales sparkled underneath his wings, caught the morning light like trap stars. Great moons, where did you come from? He asked. He looked up at the sky with a puzzled expression. Where do you think? She said, and I'm asking the questions here. What are you doing in the Ice Kingdom? Technically, this isn't the Ice Kingdom yet, he said. Or didn't you know that? It isn't, she thought. The map she'd memorized didn't exactly have borders drawn on it. Not that those would have helped her out here anyway. You're close enough, she growled. Explain yourself. She wished she had a spear or something she could poke at him.
It's like the waving the finger in the face. Mm-hmm. It's like, explain yourself with a spear. You can't see me because this is an audio podcast, but I was shaking my finger in front of my microphone and then realized you can't see that. So no matter, like that doesn't work.
It will be Ice Kingdom territory one day, said the Nightwing. If Blaze wins the war, that is. She promised Queen Glacier all the land you can see from here to the southern horizon. Basically where the desert starts. He pointed, but Glory stopped herself from looking and kept her eyes on him. The Nightwing smiled. I suppose you know all that, he said. But it's not interesting, is it? But it's interesting, isn't it? That's a lot of land Blaze is willing to hand over, but not exactly useful land to either tribe. So what would Queen Glacier want with it? Do you think there's treasure under these rocks? That would be my guess. A diamond mine, perhaps. Maybe you know. Maybe all the Icewings know and are wisely keeping it a secret from Blaze and her Sandwings.
I love how it's like the trope where it's like, I wouldn't tell you because you're supposed to know already, but let's give the readers a hint so they know what's going on. It's like, you're supposed to know this, right?
He gave her a wry, clever look as if he just opened up her mind and spread it out on the rocks for them to admire together. A horrible sinking feeling shot through Glory. She'd forgotten that Nightwings could read minds. Some Nightwings, she reminded herself. Certainly not Starflight. And she thought not Morrowseer, judging from his lack of reaction to all the thoughts she'd had about him. Maybe this dragon was the one who could see the future instead. Still, she forced every thought of her mind except, what are you doing here? Answer my questions, Nightwing, she said, or I'll take you to Queen Glacier and you can explain yourself to her. That wouldn't be a good idea, he said. You really don't want the rest of my tribe to come looking for me. And you really don't want to sit in a dungeon made of ice until they show up, which would most likely be sometime after you froze to death, she pointed out. So tell me what you're doing here and perhaps I'll let you go. Win-win. He tilted his head, looking amused. All right, he said after a moment. I'm waiting for someone. Well, a few someones. Who? She asked. I can't tell you that, he said. Nightwing business, I'm afraid. I'm on an assignment. I didn't know Nightwings had business, Glory said. I thought you just skulked around in your secret location, congratulating one another on knowing everything and doing nothing. The Nightwing started laughing. No one talks to us like that, he said. Where's your sense of awe, your terror of our powers? He spread his wings majestically, but his eyes were teasing. If your powers were that impressive, you'd do something to stop this war, she said. Savage. Also, I'm the one with the freezing death breath here. She nearly slipped and said venom. But either way, it was true. Nightwing powers weren't that spectacular when it came to an actual battle. Starflies were downright pathetic. Maybe we'll help stop the war someday, he said. Maybe we haven't picked a side yet, like the dragon that's in the prophecy. Oh. Glory kept her face calm and bored. That old thing, she said. I don't believe in prophecies. Sorry, I know they're a Nightwing specialty, but seriously, if you can actually see the future, why be all cryptic and vague about it? Why not give us a prophecy that's like, oh, by the way, Blaze is going to win the war, so give her the crown now and don't even bother fighting about it. Skip all the death and bloodshed and leave a bunch of poor dragonists out of it. You feel sorry for the dragon. The Nightwing laughed again. You feel sorry for the dragonets, he said. That's interesting. I've seen a lot of that around Peoria, actually. Everyone expects so much of them, but they also think it's a heavy burden for 5 young dragons. I wonder if the dragonets would be surprised by all the sympathy for them. He looked thoughtful for a moment, then yawned. You haven't seen any sign of them here, have you? Rumor has it they were headed for the Ice Kingdom next. Really? Glory said impassively. Why? To meet Blaze, I suppose, he said. So, are they here? In Queen Glacier's dungeon already, perhaps? Nope. Glory said. No sign of them. None at all. She thought of snowstorms and sheets of ice, blocking the way to all her other thoughts. He studied her for a moment. Right, he said. Well, they couldn't have gotten here that fast anyway. It's a long way from the Kingdom of the Sea. How do you know they were there? Glory asked. Oh, wait, I forgot. Nightwings are all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-brilliant, right? Don't forget all-wonderful and all-handsome, he said.
I love this man, and I don't even know his name. He's amazing.
I know. I love him. She snorted to cover her laugh. How would anyone know that when you all stay hidden away like turtles? She said. Seriously, come hang out with dragons in the real world sometime. Is that an invitation? He asked. I probably have a day or two before my work can begin. I wouldn't mind seeing it. The inside of a nice wing tavern, if you'll be there. They have bars. They have taverns. They have taverns.
Oh my gosh. I need to know, like, the dragon, like, food industry situation.
Is there dragon McDonald's? Like,
oh my god. And how bad is it? Because hot take, McDonald's is nasty.
I like their fries.
Okay, their fries are like, eh.
Their fries are better than some of the other fries in fast food chains. They're salty, so I like them, but, you know.
True that.
If they don't make my eyes burn, then they're not good enough.
Five Guys fries.
Five Guys is the superior burger place. If anyone wants to fight me, meet me behind the Walmart. I will fight you because Five Guys is the best. You cannot change my mind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not, actually. Five Guys is great.
Fries is amazing.
Glory felt a shiver of danger slip along her spine. So let me get this straight, she said. You're telling me nothing about why you're here, but you expect me to bring you into our kingdom and buy you a drink. Nightwings really do think that highly of themselves, don't they?
Also brings up a good question. What's the legal drinking age in Pyria? Are you Googling? Yeah. I heard the keyboard clicks. I don't think Google will have an answer for that.
I want to know.
We're gonna.
We have the important questions for Pyria.
Yes, we're gonna ask that when Tui comes to the podcast, and we ask her all the very important questions. Like,
yes, Tui. Okay, we need to.
What does it feel like to change scale colors? And
okay, I'm making a document right now.
Yes,
we're gonna keep it open for questions for Tui T. Sutherland. Okay.
Yes. We're gonna right now. Stupid, very important question.
Okay. These are important, okay? Questions.
Yes.
Is there Dragon McDonald's?
Yes, is there Dragon McDonald's? I'll have to go back through my ridiculous.
Is there Dragon McDonald's? And
what does it feel like for your scales to change color? That's like a serious question, but I still want to know.
It feel like for your scales to change color. And what is the legal drinking age?
Legal drinking age.
Oh god. Quick clack. I have to share it with you.
Yes, amazing. I wanna like.
Okay, it's shared.
Yes.
Keep it open, and it's called questions.
Amazing. Okay, and then yes.
Okay,
now that's time back to reading.
Let's continue. What if I bought you that drink? He offered.
He's
flirting with it. Can I buy you a drink?
Stop. Oh my god. I can't tell if he's being like.
He is serious. He is totally serious. This dragon is just flirty by nature. He's basically like.
I need him as a best friend. Like, that would be amazing. I don't even know his name, and I'm like, you're my favorite character.
So, like. I have to know, what are different dragon drinks? Is there like Bud Light in the dragon world?
Coke. What is dragon Coke? Is there like a Coke and Pepsi like rivalry? Or like
Coke, Pepsi rivalry?
Also, like any food chain, like Dragon Starbucks.
Oh my god, is there a Dragon Starbucks? Wait, is there Dragon Colleges? Are there Dragon College students?
Dragon Universities sound
oh my god.
Amazing.
How terrible, how stressful is it to be a Dragon College student?
What's the workload like? What classes do they take? Advanced napping techniques?
Oh my god!
We need to actually look through this college podcast. Student. I'm looking at my notes for this episode, and it's like, half of these notes end in the word rant.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, continuing. Also, I just love them flirting because he shows up more, but and they flirt and it's adorable.
I think honestly, I have an idea of who this is. I'm not gonna say because I'm not sure.
Say it.
Because I've heard my friend talk about a Nightwing named Deathbringer. Don't say anything because I haven't scrolled down a page or something whenever this chapter ends, because I'm assuming it's about to end, because it's like I feel like it's gonna end on a name reveal or something.
Oh sure.
Because that's how I do.
That's how we do.
Yep. And we're gonna end this episode like that. But I feel like I don't know, because it's like I've heard my friend talk about how she loves like Glorybringer as a ship, and I'm like, because she talks about how Glory's awesome and then how Deathbringer's awesome, and so I'm like, is this the dream man right here? Ooh.
Oh, then I'm sure Queen Glacier would understand, no problem, Glory said. She loves strange dragons in her territory. It's her very favorite thing. The Nightwing smiled a little wistfully. All right, he said. Never mind. But maybe you could come back and see me sometime. I'll be here for a few more days at least, probably. And it's pretty boring just sitting here. Waiting for your mysterious someones, Glory said. Which you're not going to tell me anything more about. He spread his wings. Sorry, I wish I could. I bet my job would impress you. I'm not easily impressed, Glory said, and was surprised when he laughed again. Well, good luck with your assignment, I suppose. What's your name? He asked as he took a step back. Sorry, I can't tell you that, she said mockingly. Icewing business. Who knew sarcasm could grow in a place this cold? He said with a smile. Will you tell me your name if I tell you mine? Nope, she said. Frankly, I'm not that interested. She turned her back and spread her wings. I'll tell you anyway, he said as she lifted into the sky. If you'll come see me again, will you? Maybe, she called back. I'm pretty busy. My name, he called. She slowed down to listen, but didn't look back. My name is Deathbringer.
Knew it!
And that's the end of the chapter.
And that's the end of this episode of Wings of Fire, the Lost Book Series.
Woo!
I am so excited for more of this Glory and Deathbringer content, because I know it's gonna come, and if it doesn't, I will murder someone who wrote this book, but I know it's not because I've seen the ships, so I am very excited. He's adorable.
He's great. I love him. He's something else.
Yes, he seems like a hot mess, but
he is
the best way.
He's like the hot mess end of the bisexual spectrum.
Yes. So, any more burning questions that we can think of to add to the list of questions? Oh yes, is there a dragon Starbucks? Dragon Starbucks.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
we need all of these questions answered ASAP.
Yes.
Like, I will not rest until I know what the leading brand of soda is in Pyria.
Yes. And
do they drink coffee or tea? Do they drink coffee?
No, there are mentions of tea.
True that. So. There is a mention of like a hot brown liquid that's not mentioned as tea, like in the
we thought it was like morning beer or something.
Day drinkers. Like the guards in the Skywing Palace are all day drinkers, and they're like,
no, it was the Seawing Palace. It was the Seawing Palace, and they were.
Was it the Seawing Palace?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Positive.
Oh yeah.
Also, do they? How would they? Okay, so there is totally chefs. I know this because of
Lagoon,
and there's a winglet about a dragon net who is the son of a chef, and she's like the coolest.
Oh my god!
Wait, is it a she? I think it's a she. Maybe it's a he. Maybe it's his dad. I don't know.
Someone they're related to a chef.
His parent is a chef, and they are cool. I'm just saying.
Beautiful. Yes, I want to know, like, now I want to know, like, all the, like, the work type scenarios. Like, are there dragon lawyers? Like,
we asked this question. Right, we asked this question.
Yes.
Are there dragon lawyers? And is one of them Matt Murdock?
Yes. Speaking of, that's one of the TV shows that they're doing as a new Daredevil series. And
they are? Oh.
Yes. I'm kind of excited for that. Also, the new She-Hulk series looks hilarious and kind of chaotic because it's this big green empowering
He-Hulk is like
lovely woman man. As a lawyer who's also a superhero. Like, yes.
Ah, lawyers unite.
Yes.
I'm a really good lawyer.
Yes, in the like the final shot of that trailer, you see Daredevil. I'm like, oh my god, yes, I'm watching this so bad. Both of them together? Absolutely.
Anything else? Any other burning questions? Oh, I'm gonna put a Q&A at the bottom of this thing and you guys send in your burning questions, and we'll of course when Tui comes on the pod, you know.
Yeah.
Because we are gonna be worldwide famous by the end of this.
Episode 473.
Yeah.
I'm aiming for.
Yeah. I know it's a little ambitious, but
yeah. It's a little far-fetched, I will say, but I am confident. Kind of.
Like, even if we can't get her on the pod, I'm going to send her letter after letter asking her about her these questions.
So this anyway. Giant email.
Yeah, like.
These are my questions.
But I will is not there a sleep. Dragon McDonald's? It's a burning question. I need to know.
Yes, I will not sleep until these questions are answered.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of the Lost Book series, especially because you didn't have to. I'm just going to end with that every day.
Yes. No, may you always have the power of Wings of Fire. That's just going to be our tagline.
You listen to us rant about things that aren't Wings of Fire.
Yes. And we'll see you next week for chapter... you know what? I'm not going to commit to a certain chapter limit.
It'll be 14 to something. I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
14A, probably.
Oh my god.
It'll be something along the lines of 14.
Now that all the impatient people have stopped listening to our podcast, thank you. Bye-bye. This is a fun podcast, so if you wanted this to be a virtual book club, I mean, that's kind of what it is, as we recount our stories of our crazy lives and or random rants and obscure burning questions that we would love your input on. So yes, this is the wild ride you signed up for.
Thank you for listening. And may you always have the power of Wings of Fire. Bye-bye.